Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Amy, back to Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
No.
Yes.
No.
His visit. We're not done with him yet. His visit to the U.S. prompted discussion of a lot of important topics, but perhaps the most burning issue inspired by him may be whether or not he is what?
Oh, animal, vegetable, mineral. We've covered that. Iranian?
No,
at all?
We're pretty much, that's pretty much set in stone. We know that.
Okay, we know that. We know he is a man. We know.
I'll give you a hint. Some people apparently go for that unshaven, beady-eyed look.
Whether or not he's married or single?
No.
Available? Are you trying to fix me up with him again?
Well,
well, Kim Jong-il didn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy's short, too.
Some people go for that sort of thing.
It's a question about him. I mean, a matter of opinion that's been argued back and forth.
Is he... Does he own a tie? Is he handsome?
That's it. Is he hot or not? That's the question. Not since the rugged Joseph Stalin rocked the bushy mustache look at Yalta has an authoritarian made so many hearts melt. One self-professed Ahmadiniac posted in the liberal blog Daily Kos, quote, I know I'm a Jewish lesbian, and he'd probably have me killed, but he just looks cuddly. Possibly cuddly enough to turn me straight. The Washington Post's Gene Weingarten asked his readers to rate his hotness. Among the responses, quote, Ahmadinejad is hot. His twistedness contributes to his hotness. Quote, I always feel guilty that my first reaction to him is always yum, not ruthless psychopath, unquote. But also, quote, dissenting opinion, he is in no way hot. I'm saving myself for Putin.